Hello there, and welcome to my tutorial about making a cool, personalized background on GIMP. And yes, my PC is a mock leopard thing. And start. Sorry, it kinda got cut off there, but anyway, open up GIMP. And I have an add-on in GIMP. It's the GIMP Deweirdifier. You can get that from gimp.org, which is where you downloaded the program. And you want to go ahead and do a new file, and standard background size is 1600 by 1200. And this will fit almost all computers except actual Macs, which are widescreen. Okay, and you want to leave the background white, or I suppose you could change it to a different color, but I think it looks best white. And you want to go ahead and open up the layers dialog, because you'll be using that a lot. Okay, so once you have the layers dialog done, we're going to create some text. And for this big of background, I would do about 100, and I like using sans bold. And this is a similar tutorial that is also available on the web. It is, I like blue, so I'm going to pick my color to be blue, and I've used this color blue a lot, as you can see in my previous templates, so I'm gonna blue, and then I'm gonna type in the text, so, because I'm arrogant, I am awesome. Oh, that's a bad spelling, I know. There we go. I am awesome, and it's true, because I am. And so, we'll just drag this to here, and then we will go layers, then we want to right click on this and go alpha to selection, and that selects it all, and then we're gonna go layers, new layer, and let's name this layer border 1 dot. Okay, then we wanna go select, grow, and we want to grow it by 2 pixels. This will make it a bit bigger. Let's go ahead and select black and fill the whole selection, then just put it in there, and the whole thing will turn black, but then you go to layers and drag border 1 under the text layer, and for some reason my drag isn't working, so I'm just going to move it down, and that creates a black border around it. And then we want to go layer, new layer, and let's name this border 2. Dot. Then we want to go select, grow, and let's grow this one by 4. There we go. Then we'll pick a gradient tool, and you want to go white to like a grayish. Yeah. And just drag it from about the top of the text to the bottom of the text, and that'll create a nice little border right there. Then you want to open up your layers dialog again. And you want to drag this border beneath border 1, otherwise you can't see border 1. And there we go. That'll leave us with 2 borders on our text, and it looks pretty nice right now. Now what we want to do is we want to add a highlight to it to make the text glossy and web 2.0 kind of thing. So you want to set this to subtract, or you can just hold down control. I'm a big person for clicking though, so I'll click and subtract that. Oh yes, and you also want to make sure that you are on the text layer when you do this. And then you will go gradient tool and FG to transparent, foreground to transparent, and just go ahead and drag that down similar to that, and then you can go ahead and select none, and that'll leave you with some nice looking text. Then you go to the layers dialog, and just go ahead and merge down all the layers except leave the background there. Okay, now once you have that layer, you're gonna duplicate it. And then we're gonna flip that vertically. And it'll come up with a similar layer except flip vertically. And drag that, it'll drag the whole window, don't worry, you'll still have white. Drag that up close to it, but not touching. Okay, then what we want to do is we want to add a layer mask. So you want to go add layer mask and make sure it's on white full opacity. And then you'll add that And it should look something like that. It'll have a little window next to it. Then go back to your default colors and go FG to BG HSV clock Y's hue. And just go ahead and drag that up like this until you get it right. You want to make sure you do this straight, otherwise it'll look pretty off. Alright, that's good. So, next, what we want to do is we want to do a... Well, actually, we already have our layers made, and so we can go ahead and merge these down just for the sake of being all neat about it. And then we're going to use GIMP's script FU tool. And so we go render, nature, flame. And this will come up with the flame dialog. You probably want to zoom in to about 1.55. At least that's what I like. And so go ahead and pick your colors. And you have to do that on here. And I'm going to pick my blue colors because I am just a big fan of blue. Okay, and you want to kind of refresh your custom gradient thing. Otherwise, it'll just go to black-white like you have. So now it's blue, and you can edit this. And it'll come up with lots of designs, and you can select many different options like linear, spherical. I like using spherical, and when you select something, it'll select more images of the same type, and you can just keep on selecting to get the kind of image you want. And so I think I'm good with this one right here. Kind of like it. Yeah, didn't get it. Hold on. Let's go with that one. And okay, that's fine right there. Alright, and you can move it around using the XY axis. And we'll move that up a bit. And then we'll go ahead and have that render. And it'll take a while to draw. It's a pretty big thing, but it will look very nice when it's done. And once the bar actually gets about halfway, it keeps on going faster in this. Whoops, sorry there. It kind of muted on me. I think it has done that many times during that, and that's just my little headset thing. It has a mute button and it's hitting under the keyboard, so I apologize any times if that's happened. And so we're still waiting for it to load. I should get elevator music and put it on, but I would have to open up iTunes and search elevator music, and that would take too long. It'll start speeding up here. There we go. And that looks good. Then we will save as, and just pick your favorite folder. I go to GIMPWorks, and then I will save it as .jpg. Save. Alright, and that is, well, you have to export it. I exported at 100, and then that's it, right there.